gonna be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Oh!
Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello, and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me in this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike. Or maybe not.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. No, I'm here. I said hello.
Oh, yeah, it didn't register with me.
Oh, great.
So.
Yeah, there's a lot of things lately that are not registering with me.
Yeah. So.
Yes, sir.
The top 100 is over.
Yes, the top 100 Transformers characters countdown is in the books. I only have to edit part 6, which is the wrap up, which is not to take anything away from the top 100. It's basically slap an intro, slap an outro, make sure it's leveled. I don't think there was any clips that I was putting in or that we were putting in, and that's it. And it will be out before the end of the month of September.
Yay.
Yay.
What, part 6?
Yeah. Well, because I don't know if you're releasing this week or next week or whenever you're releasing this. It'll be out at some point before the end of September. My goal is to have it out by the 17th, which is the 37th, 38th anniversary of Generation 1, 1984. Nice. Yeah, so that was always the plan. Like, when we were producing the top 100, my overall plan in the back of my brain was to have it air between August 8th, which is the movie's anniversary date, and September 17th, which is the show's anniversary date. So it all comes back to Transformers.
Well, in case people are just tuning in, we're talking about our longest and worst edit jobs in this episode, just because we're both fresh off of some decently big edits. I mean, yours obviously was much, much more in depth,
and my and editing longer. Style before you know, we can talk about this too. My editing style versus your editing style is completely different.
Yeah, your editing style is you sit there in this monotonous, like crazy attention to detail that I just don't have time for. So I go to this length of, am I being paid for it? And then I have this checkbox and it's like yay or nay. So if it's nay, I ignore it completely. I'll do bare minimum to get away with and sound good. More so just because of time. Mm-hmm. Back when, like a couple years ago, where I used to produce like 5-6 shows a week, that was a little bit different. Like I put more effort, I put more time, I kind of paid more attention to it.
Well, 5-6 years ago, you didn't have 2 children, so.
Well, I did, but the thing is like my job situation has changed multiple times.
Exactly.
Which has created the dilemma that I don't have time. Mm-hmm. So suffice it to say, I've taken the easy road. So
So here's the thing about me. Recently, and I've mentioned this on the show before, in the last 2 years, 2 years ago, as of this May, I had brain surgery. And I was, 41 years ago in February of 1980, I was born with a mild case of cerebral palsy and optic atrophy in my eyes and a whole bunch of other issues. Cerebral palsy, I always say, oh, it only affects the right side of my body. If you ever meet me in person, you look at me, my left hand and foot are fully grown, my right hand and foot are not, and I can barely use my right hand. I can walk just fine. I'm perfectly fine walking. I'm lucky enough that my case of cerebral palsy is not as severe as needing to have like crutches. The best thing I can think of to explain it to people in audio form, imagine you're watching Breaking Bad and you're watching Walter White Jr. His actor, RJ Mitty, actually has a form of CP, but he actually had to make his form of CP worse for the character in the show. In the show, RJ as Walter White Jr. uses like crutches and walks a little bit worse than I do, kind of thing. And I'm not trying to compare. I'm just saying so people get a visual of what this is. Well, in 41 years of my life, I guess at some point around age 39, I had a Mitch moment. I had a Billy Crystal City Slickers moment where it's like, what the hell is going on? Because all these years, I forgot the cerebral part of the cerebral palsy, which means it affects your brain, too. So basically, this happened before, and I know this is a long-ass-winded story, folks, and I'm sorry, because nobody really wants to hear this, but when I was being baked in the oven, apparently a piece did not form. So most everybody, in their brains has this thing in the back of their head, in the back of the brain, called the corpus callum. This connects your left and right hemispheres. I do not have it. I never had it. It never formed. So essentially, I was born brain damaged. I was brain damaged before I even came out of my mother's womb. All of this to say that, yes, I've had jobs in my lifetime, but I've never been able to keep a job that, number one, I want, and a job I, number one, maybe needed at the time, kind of thing. So I'm on supplemental security income. I'm disabled. You know, so I have all the time in the world. Even, you know, before Karen and I met in 2017, from December 12th, 2008, until we met in 2017, all of those years that I've been podcasting, obviously not the first year and a half, because at the time you were doing all the editing, and then I took over in like late 2009, 2010, for most things. I mean, for my own things, at least, for things I wanted to do that you didn't have time for because you were, you know, hawking cars and hawking pizzas and hawking hockeys or whatever you were doing back then. Mm-hmm. You know, so I have all the time in the world, literally, because I cannot work a physical day job. And the only things that I'm really qualified for with a high school education, and I've tried going back to college twice. Again, the brain thing, I have this, and it's gotten worse now. I have this laser focus. If you tell, you know, if you sit here and write me out an email and say, hey, Mike, I need you to edit this episode of AG because I have to do something else or whatever. I want this, 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 and this, and this in it. I'm like, okay, fine. I may have to check that list like five times, but I will laser focus in on getting that one episode done. And it may take me 6 hours, depending on if Craig screws up in Discord, not that he does all the time, but he does sometimes, or if, heaven forbid, one of our internet connect, I don't even want to talk about that now. If the internet goes out, you know, if the internet goes dark, something happens, whatever. As long as nothing happens in an episode, as long as like a train doesn't derail in the middle of downtown Vancouver, Washington, or whatever, I usually can go through a regular podcast episode within 2.5 to 3 hours and get it done, get the intro, get the outro, get the middle all straightened out and done. With the top 100 Transformers characters countdown, it was a creative nightmare. And I'm not saying that to insult anyone at all. And his creativity, and I'll mention his name in a minute, his creativity of doing the way we did the intro and the way we talked about the whole thing before, you know, the whole oh, I'm going to say this and then this clip will play and whatever. Like, Optimus Solo's creativity on how we did parts 1 through 4 of the countdown, because part 5, I took over. I'm like, I want this to be as short as possible. But parts 1 through 4, if you listen to it, it's this back and forth thing and this fun thing where I found clips that he wanted that, you know, characters would respond. Like, if I said something like, oh, and we only have 14 Beast Wars characters and the 15th character didn't even get ranked. Poor Megatron. He didn't even make the list. And Megatron would say something stupid. And Megatron would say something stupid. Hello?
Doesn't Dave. Say anything stupid.
You might want to repeat that. Now I have to edit this.
Said Megatron doesn't say anything stupid.
But the point is, we had, you know, Optimus Solo came up with this intricate intro. And seeing how he wanted that done, I was like, okay, I can do this. And ever since, I want to say 2014, which was the 30th anniversary of Transformers, I've always wanted to redo the TFG1 podcast and do it right. And now that I'm 13 years, not now, at this moment, that I'm 13 years into podcasting, I feel like I can go back and do it right. Well, since we were doing this top 100 Transformers characters countdown, you know what, folks? I'm just going to record all the episodes I can. I have full audio from, I want to say, 85% of Generation 1. I have full audio from maybe 75% of Beast Wars. Not so much Beast Machines yet, but, you know, I have full episode audio for all of it. And then I would go into that and I would cut out the clips that we wanted and then obviously put them into the countdown and whatever else. So the 90-hour edit job that I'm talking about, in total of all 5 out of the 6 parts, that the 90 hours is just the editing. That's not counting the time that I took to watch and record all of the episodes. Because for me, it's like, I would rather do that, spend the time to do that and go back and find the clip in the audio, then have to sit here and dig through. Like, I remember there were a couple episodes of Beast Wars where I messaged you and I'm like, where the fuck is this line? Like, I don't know where it is. And you'd be like, oh, it's in this episode. And then I'd be like, oh, right, I remember exactly where it is. Not like I needed some sort of refresher course in my head kind of thing. So, yeah. And parts 1 through 4 went fairly well. I used my time wisely. I took breaks. I did this. I did that and got everything done. Part 5 was the top 25 faces of darkness. That was a whole other ball of wax. And I will we're not getting paid for this. We're doing this because we love it, because it's our content, because it's our top 100. But if somebody ever wants me to do this again, like the way we've done it, like the way I did it, they're going to have to pay me a lot of money. Because part 5, I think I mentioned this to you off air. The night I started it, the night I started the editing, I got the intro down, I saved it, I took a break. That took me maybe 45 minutes to an hour. I came back and I sat here from number 25 to number 20. That took me about 5 hours to get all the clips, to make sure the audio was lined up, to make sure, because the thing about the top 100 Transformers characters countdown, folks, if you listen to it, every time we reach a number, like if Optimus Solo says, okay, it's time to get into the countdown, here's the first entrance, you know, here's the first entrant. And then what happens is I have a sound effect of the original G1 transform up and transform down sound. So what I did was I took those sound effects, I put that where Optimus Solo said, okay, here's the next entrant. I put that sound effect, and then you and your voice acting skills did all the numbers for us in various characters. So I forget who you used for number 25 at this moment in time, but you used one of the characters that you can voice.
I wonder if it was Blur.
I think Blur just passed by outside. But, you know, you would say number 25, and then I would put the transform down sound and go back to Optimus Solo saying, okay, this is who is at this number. This person was on this many lists. This bot was on this many lists. And it, you know, he would, you know, reveal the name. And usually somewhere right around him revealing the name, or if he would, the one thing I do like about some part of Optimus Solo's style is he will ask one of us a question. So he'll say, TFG and Mike, what do you think of this character falling in at number 100? Before I answer, I will put whomever, like, let's just say it was Blur, but I know it wasn't. I would put a clip from Blur between his question and my answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would let the rest of it play, and I would repeat that for each number. I would do that whole, you know, the transform up, transform down, your number, and blah, blah, all of that. And you know what? I'm proud that we did it. I love what we did with it, but the top 25 nearly killed me. I took 5 hours to do numbers 25 to 20. From 19 to 13, it took me about 6 hours, and then from 13 to 7, by the time I got to entry 7, I was like, I gotta tap out. This was the 13-hour. I literally sat here at my computer from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. I didn't get up until actually 10:30 because I had to make sure everything's, I had to save it and whatever. So basically 12 and a half, 13 hours. I sat here. I got up twice to go to the bathroom and maybe get something to drink. But I was editing all that time to make sure I could get this. I wanted to get it done. And it was pressure I put on myself. Well, it wasn't like you saying, oh my God, when are we going to have, like, literally I couldn't do it until the day it was supposed to air. And that's the 13-hour day that I was doing all of the editing. And I didn't get it out until like the next day or the 2 days later or something. And maybe there are easier ways to do it. And maybe there are, you know, I know you've mentioned, and we have to go over this off air, you know, new tools for Adobe and things like that. And that's great. But as you said, I am, I have an asinine attention to detail because yep. I didn't want this thing, like, in 13 years, the first 4 or 5 years of the GCRN, we got a lot of comments or reviews or whatever saying, oh, the levels are off, or oh, I wish these guys would level, or oh, the sound, the this, the that. Well, you know, and what?
It's wrong.
No, and I'm not saying they were at all.
I went back and I had actually started to re-edit old shows just because of how bad they sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it's 13 years. And by the end of this countdown, I was not. I'm like, top 100 toys. Okay. See you in 2023, folks. Although that will be a much easier countdown. I mean, after all, this was Transformers. We are known for Transformers content.
We had to go all out for it.
Yeah, we had to. I mean, like, looking back on it now, do I wish I did it a little differently? Maybe, but most likely not, because, hello, we had to go all out for it. So, as you mentioned, on part 5, King of Kongs wrote a comment, whoever does the editing for these are on point. One of the best podcasts I've listened to from you guys. Overall, no major complaints for the top 100. Also, Team Rodimus, yay! Shut up. So, you know,
if you can do Dick Gautier's voice, then you can tell me to shut up.
I wish I could do his voice.
Start practicing it and I'll stop bashing him.
Uh-huh. Hey, the man's dead. You shouldn't speak ill of the dead.
I'm at the character.
Oh, screw you. You no, and your, you. Well, not lit. Wow.
I got him. All right. So, as far as editing jobs are concerned, have you ever edited an audio drama?
No.
It's about close to what you had to do, in the sense that I had to not only edit it, I had to direct it. I produced it, I directed it, I voiced in it as one of the characters, and I had two other actors that one of them had to do an extremely difficult voice. The other one, I had to slow down their speech.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this individual likes to, it just talks really fast. I don't know if it's a nervous tendency. Sometimes I do that when I play a particular character in the program, just because you see the lines on the page and you're like, I got to read these. I got to get this whole paragraph done. I have to get it done in this amount of time. And yeah, it's not necessarily that. So what I had to do is I record it just like the regular show director does. And I recorded two takes. The first take of some of the dialogue with me and the other actor played out really well. Mm-hmm. And I was able to use it like bits and pieces, and I had to like splice sentences and things like that. So I got to feel the pain of what the main program director does. And so I did that. I pieced it together. I went to the aspect of getting the vocal performance I was looking for out of the two of us. And I pretty much knew I nailed what I was looking for. I'm not looking for like the extreme perfection, because it's supposed to be characters from the show that are scripted to be on a podcast.
Right.
So it adds an extra layer of like, okay, you can have the goofiness of it being a podcast. And so we have a, you know, somebody in the control room, and the other actor, I had to make them sound like they're in the control room and pressing a button. So like I would go, you know, you'd hear one of those type sounds and hear them kind of talk a little muffled over the intercom, you know, and I had to come up with the effect for it, because Adobe doesn't have one specifically for that. And there's the effects rack that you can use. And while it's very helpful, I say that more ways than one, there's a preset in there that says like on the telephone or things like that. I used the on the telephone, but then I started manipulating it pretty heavily to get the sound that I was looking for. And lo and behold, I created a new preset for it. So there was that. And then I had to do like doors opening, closing, and then, you know, scraping a old metal chair from, you know, because it takes place in like a school. So I had to make the old metal chair scraping on the floor, and then had to have, you know, a little bit of footsteps. And then I had, you know, added in like crumpling of a bag, because it was kind of like a almost like a true crime thing, but it was like very trivial because it's made for kids. So it's like, right, oh, you stole my bag of food. And so it was quite entertaining to do that. And then I had, you know, various other sound effects. So it was, I posted it on social media. I'm like, this is what I've been working on in my timeline. It's nowhere near the expansive thing that you had to do, because mine was like 10 minutes long and yours was 2.5 hours. But
that's the thing. I put 13 hours into something that's only 2.5 hours long.
Well, I put 6 hours into this.
Yeah,
I had to make sure that the sound effects were right. I had to make sure they're in the right spot. I actually had downloaded it and previewed it for my kids, which I was thankful for, because when I had the second, like the first and second take of a couple of scenes were not good for the third actor. Like the first take was completely just for the sake of recording it and getting them comfortable. Mm-hmm. The second take, most of it was usable. There was a couple things I had to have specifically repeated for a third take because it was just a lot to take in and
right.
the way it was written. And so I had left remnants of the original because I still cut it and placed it because the timing was still going to be right. Just the way that it was inflected was different. And so I cut the first take and placed it knowing I was going to replace all of it anyway. And I unfortunately slid the first take over of one of two of the lines and it overlapped another line.
Oh no, I hate that.
And then I realized that I was trying to do a distance thing with one of the characters. Like they're not in the same room, but they're yelling and you can hear them off in the distance.
Right.
And so I was trying to do that with like one of the ear, you know, singling out a particular side of the stereo track. Well, Google Home doesn't recognize that.
Oh no.
So I'm sitting here waiting for this and I'm like, there's no sound for this character that's supposed to be yelling. And so I went back in and I mixed it back down to a mono track, like the whole episode, so that you can hear it, but it's more off in the distance. So I fixed the issue, but I was really glad that I listened to it when I did, because that was, it's one of the hardest edits I've had to do recently. Mm-hmm. Not saying like I've had interviews where I've had to massively go in and edit like our original David Kay from 2009 mm-hmm. and or 2008 2009, and then mm-hmm. The John Delancey, where I mean it came out great, and the guy I have not no ill will against the guy. I think it was just the awkwardness of talking to a fan.
Yeah.
As opposed to when he's doing interviews talking to like CBS or people from the you know, the next generation, you know, where he's talking to Will Wheaton, of course he's going to be more open because they're friends. It's not, you know, it's not some nerd going, hey, do you remember this one episode? Yeah. Like, you know, like the Chris Farley skit on SNL.
Yeah. But the thing about interviews and the thing about questions for interviews is I think we have found a list of questions that not only brings up what we love about that person, but it also, like, again, going back to the Maurice LaMarche interview we did, where Kevin asked him, what type of voice acting do you prefer to do? Animation, live action, narration, whatever, you know, or, you know, video games or whatever. And Maurice said, well, you know, I just finished a video game doing Mr. Freeze for Batman Arkham City. Now, this was years ago, folks. This is not news now. You know, that question elicited an answer that basically at the time kind of shot us to the head of the internet for a couple of days. You know, so that's the thing about interviews is you have to, and that's the thing that I'm trying to do now, not necessarily for our celebrity interviews, but I've mentioned this before that over the last 8 years, I've been doing what I call origins on the pull bag, where I have a set. Before it was still in the process, but I have a set form of questions that are 25 questions long. And it doesn't take time. It doesn't take as much time as it sounds when you say, oh, you have to answer 25 questions. It really doesn't go. It's very, depending on the answers, it's a very fun, fluid thing, you know, and I'm applying that to other things like ToyCast, like ToonCast. We've got ToonCast Origins coming soon on ToonCast. I mentioned to like ToyCast Origins has 42 questions because the answer to everything is 42, right? And I recorded it with a guy, Rodimus Primal, who we had on the top 100 characters countdown. And I said, yeah, sorry for, you know, how late it is. He goes, oh, it's no big deal. It didn't even feel like it was that long. And it really wasn't. You know, you just have to find the niche. You have to find what works for your style and try your best to put that OG Willikers awkward fan part of your brain in the back row. So the front and center is, hi, Mr. Delancey. My name is Steve. I have a few questions for you. They're going to be fun questions. I'm not saying you're going to talk as monotone as I'm trying to make it sound, but it's the point of, oh, this is just a few questions. You can promote whatever you want at the end and whatever. And if you have good enough questions, they're going to give you good enough stories, whether you're a celebrity, like you mentioned earlier about, you know, Will Wheaton, how they're friends and stuff. Anybody who's a podcaster that comes up with a really damn good question will get a really damn good story from whomever they're interviewing. And we've gotten some doozies over the years. I recently, talk about redoing audio. I did not redo the whole episode, but I probably should go back and do that. I dug out the Kevin Conroy interview we did in 2012 because he has, in my personal opinion, the most positive, uplifting September 11th, 2001 story ever. And I leveled that audio because at the time we were releasing episode 238 of Tooncast, and it was going to be released on Saturday, September 11th. And I'm like, we can't not acknowledge 9/11. After all, it's been 20 years and all of that. So Allison and I, Allison Richards, who is co-hosting with me on Tooncast currently, because we're doing the Marvel What If cartoon series that's on Disney Plus, which is really, really good. I never read the What If comics, but I love this cartoon series. So we're doing that, and I wanted to somehow reintroduce people to Kevin Conroy's 9/11 story. And we just did, you know, I said this thing, and I said, okay, we're going to go for a moment of silence, and then we're going to have the story play, and then we'll come back and talk about episode 5? Yeah, it was episode 5 of Marvel What If. So it just depends on interviews. It just depends on if you are prepared to the point of you have all the questions you want to ask, you have the questions done in the order that you want them done in, and it depends on how the guest reacts to your personality. That's really all it is, I guess. I don't know.
Pretty much.
I don't know.
Yeah, I plan to try and go back and re-edit some old stuff that we have just to see if I can fix it.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm it's kind of fun to sit there and tweak it and see what you can make work.
Yeah.
But it's also very tedious and difficult at the same time.
Again, it depends on the original audio. If the original audio isn't, first of all, it depends, especially back then, it depended on who we were getting and where they were. Because I know one of our two Tara Strong interviews, she was at a salon, but she had good cell service, so it was fine. Whereas sometimes, like, there was one of the many Stan Bush interviews I've done over the years where he basically just pulled over to the side of the road. And it wasn't exactly great cell phone service, but it worked. You know, and that's X number of years ago. You know, like I said, the Kevin Conroy interview was 2012. And I leveled that, you know, I cut out basically where he stops talking about the fires in LA from 92. And then I say to him, and then you did some, so it starts with me saying, and then you did some, you know, you had some volunteer work, you know, during 9/11. He's like, oh, you want me to tell that story? Huh? I'm like, sure, if you want to tell it. Like that audio, that clip, the original interview does not sound bad, but it could sound better.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, I was a dumbass, you know. But I've learned, and I, you know, I use Levelator 2, and I use all this other stuff now, and I try my best to get audio to be the best it can be. Hence why I end up spending like this episode here. This episode may only be an hour and something or whatever, depending on if I edit it, you edit it, whatever, it doesn't matter. If I edit it, it'll probably take me 2.5 hours for an hour and a half worth of audio. And that's fine. Whatever. That's what it takes. That's what it takes to make it sound like I'm not going to sit here and put out bad sound anymore. I just can't.
Well, I get it.
I just cannot. I mean, I'm not super like I said, as long as it's clear, as long as there's nothing in the, like, as long as there's no fan noise, or as long as there's no this or no that or whatever, you know, fine. As long as people can hear our voices clearly and the voices are leveled, then it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's just, it's a process, and it's a thing where, you know, I have, out of all of us that do GCRN content, between me, you, Optimus Solo, Pecan Chrome Michael, and most of the time, Pecan Chrome Michael, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm sure he could do what we do, but I just have him show up and talk. And then, you know, we have a blast doing it. I have a blast with everybody that I podcast with, no matter who it is and no matter what the situation is. You know, so the way I approach people now is like, I have this podcast network that has been going strong for 12 and a half, almost 13 years now. I have all these tools to get this edited, recorded, edited, and online without you having to do. That's why I'm doing the Origins things, because let's just say 5, 6, 7 years ago, I only wanted to talk to, say, you or Michael Powers or Optimus Solo or whomever. I wanted our little circle. 7 years later, you know, fast forward to current day, and maybe it's the fact that I didn't get a chance, except for a few times in 2020, to actually podcast because my computer was in a storage unit at the time. And that's neither here nor there at this point. But 2020 was my lowest content year, and I was actually planning on it being my highest kind of thing. So for me now, it's like, I want to talk to the people. If they're interested in toys, I got 42 questions for you. It's going to be a blast. If they're interested in comics or cartoons or Masters of the Universe or Transformers, we've got origins for everything at this point. And I just enjoy doing it. Like, we've been reviewing stuff so long, and I love doing the review shows. I love talking about the cartoons and comics and all of that. But man, there was a point there somewhere between the end of 2019 and when I got the computer out of storage in late 2020, there was a point where I'm like, I need to switch. I need to do something with the podcasting that's still doing the shows that I'm doing, but it's a different way of doing them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I totally get that.
Kind of like a refresher course kind of thing. So, yeah, podcast editing, folks. If you are listening to this episode of Altered Geek, let us know, if you are a podcast producer, what your process is. Please don't be a dumbass like me and sit at your computer for 13 and a half hours, because you're going to have physical problems afterwards. Trust me.
Name is Dumas. Such an old joke.
Yes, yes, it is. In
those Sci-Fi Channel days.
Yep. But it's much better in Beast Wars Megatron's voice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yep.
So, yeah, just as far as editing, though, it's a process. I'm still currently trying to learn how to add effects to Adobe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've tried the methods that I've read. I don't see a way to add them. So I'm still trying to figure that out. But yeah, it's a process. But yeah, there's a nice podcast podcast host or podcast voice effect that you can add to your tracks, which is very useful for voiceover because it auto cleans up, it auto levels, it auto yeah, it just does everything. It's
does awesome. Everything, yeah.
So yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how to add it from one machine to another. So but yeah, it does all the help.
Cool.
So yeah, anyways, so I hope people weren't totally bored.
Yeah, I hope I didn't put anybody to sleep, because I think I talked a hell of a lot more on this episode than most.
Would be interested to hear what people think and how they what they think of the programming. I know that the top 100 is like our best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I put effort into this and sometimes I don't. It just kind of depends on the week and how much it honestly just depends on how much crap I've got going on in my normal life. So
yeah, and not and honestly, that's why, folks, that Altered Geek has had only like two episodes in the last 2 or 3 months is because you've been really busy with your day job kind of thing, because as you've already said, you are doing voice acting, producing, and all of that with
I didn't realize how busy that gets until I was doing it, and then now I'm like, I just want to rest and watch Netflix.
You just want to Netflix and chill, huh?
Yeah, I just want to watch Netflix. I don't even care. Like, I just cry. I'm like, I just want to go to sleep. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's one of those things. So I hope everybody's enjoyed this episode. Let us know what you want us to talk about next time. I have some ideas, but again, it depends on time. So sound off on the comments part of the website on geekcastradio.com. And until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.